Okay, so today is
January 4th. Okay, it's January 4th, and over the weekend, kind of had a culminating event with Ian, and so that's what I was kind of thinking about for the blog. And I always like to think of a quote that kind of is fitting, and there always seems to be, of course. So one of the things that I have up on my wall, just about writing in general and how you end up with good books and good writing, is this quote by Ernest Hemingway that said, "Write hard and clear about what hurts." So I think, so I wanted to take that, and I just want to read you what I wrote so far. These are not, this is not the blog. These are not paragraphs. These are like just kind of like my words, but I put them into sentences because that's what I felt. I did some that night, and I did some when I got up in the morning because I just felt a lot of emotion about it, and I think that's where the writing needs to come from. I don't want the blog, obviously, to always be, I mean, it's meant to be funny and light, but this is going to be a little more emotional. So some days there's a lot that hurts, the kind of hurt that you feel deep in your body that takes your breath away. Ernest Hemingway once said, "Write hard and clear about what hurts." What hurts is the fact that in some ways Ian is driving Grace away from wanting to be at our house. She's home from college on break and we love having her, but he can just be so difficult. What hurts is sometimes watching their interaction. She is trying to connect and he won't even acknowledge that she's talking to him. What hurts is leaving a friend's house after a good evening and Ian causing everyone to be upset simply because he refuses to leave. It ends up with Grace walking home, none of us speaking, and Chad having to physically pull or drag Ian down the hall to his room. An evening that may have ended up with us laughing and talking ended in tension. What hurts is the fact that we try to include Ian with what we are doing and allow him to be a teenager, but often he reverts back and we come home with a two-year-old. What hurts is knowing that he has a hard time interacting like a typical teenager, so having normal interactions and friends over to hang out is not really an option. What hurts is the fact that often his mood and attitude vastly affects our family so much that we all shut down. The positive energy and connection between us is lost in that moment. What hurts is knowing that sometimes he just can't communicate his emotions. So oftentimes, something simple turns into something bigger than it needed to be. We see it happening as if we're watching from the outside. The solution is not so clear, unfortunately. What hurts is sometimes he can be so mean to Grace that she just can't take it. I don't blame her. She ends up slamming her door and staying in her room because of him. This feels like punishment to us. We inevitably lose precious time with her.